本集节目由50年酱油品牌豆油博赞助播出。豆油博纯酿造酱油坚持以台湾气作黄豆及小麦为原料，使用整颗原豆，并且历经4到6个月的酿造发酵期，全系列商品皆符合甲级酱油纯酿造标准。网络搜寻豆油博，好酱油豆油博直接帮你送到家。Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocab with John and Angel.
How are you guys?
Yes, Angel, so what are we talking about today?
Today we're discussing about soy sauce.
We're talking about soy sauce?
Yes.
As in soy sauce.
Soy sauce, you know the soy sauce.
Sauce made from soybean.
Exactly.
所以我们是讲酱油嘛，对不对？
没错。
Okay, just want to check.
Okay, soy sauce, 酱油.
So for those of you guys who don't know, this is something we use on a daily basis in Taiwan, in Asia.
In Asia.
So soy sauce, the word sauce makes it a condiment, a sauce like ketchup.
Yes.
Like mustard.
It is a kind of condiment.
It's a condiment, right? So when we refer to condiments, then we have condiments that we can add in dishes or we can have these condiments on the side.So let's quickly talk about condiments on the side. So soy sauce for dipping on the side.
Mm-hmm.
What are the dishes that we have with soy sauce on the side as dipping sauce?
Soy sauce on the side.
Yes, dumplings.
A dumpling, yes, for sure, right? Dumplings.
So when we think about dumplings or we think about xiaolongbao, we think about Ding Tai Fung.
We think about Ding Tai Fung. Sorry, I didn't get you.
Okay.
Ding Tai Fung,
yes. For those of you who don't know, we just had lunch.
Oh, yes.
So I think Angel is...
I'm in food coma.
Yes. So she had too much to eat for lunch.
Yes.
So she's not in any mood to talk about any food
any
related...
Any food anymore, yeah.
Any food related topics. But I'm sort of half full. I think I can still have my second serving after this. So,
That's
yes.
great
so,
to hear.
So, you know, I'm thinking about all the foods now.Dipping sauce with soy sauce, I mean, xiaolongbao, right? We can do that. And dumplings, fantastic stuff. And that's for dipping.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can use soy sauce for cooking as well.
Of course.
So what are the dishes that we add soy sauce for cooking?
A lot of dishes. I got one. Like egg fried rice.
Egg fried rice, yes. But Uncle Roger never spoke about egg fried rice with soy sauce.As part of the recipe.
He didn't?
Right? Yes, he didn't. He was only concerned about the fact that the rice were washed in a very different way.
Yes.
They were cooked in a very different way. So I'm sorry, Uncle Roger. If you really know your egg fried rice, then you gotta add soy sauce to
your gotta add soy
egg fried rice.
Yeah.
In Taiwan, we gotta add soy sauce. That's the only way and the right way to make egg fried rice.
Exactly.
Okay, so he forgot about that.
He forgot about that.
Yes.
Should we write the letter to him?
I'll write him a letter. Yeah. So Uncle Roger, if you're listening, yes, add some soy sauce to your egg fried rice, please. Okay, stop being so concerned about how the rice is cooked or fried. You never added the right condiments, my man. Soy sauce is in everyday cooking in Taiwan. We use it for almost everything and...You know, it's just amazing how prominent soy sauce is in our history as well, how important it is. And I actually dug this up, Angel, and I found that a lot of times around the world, the one soy sauce brand that we are very much aware of is the brand called Kikkoman.
Kikkoman.
And Kikkoman is from?
Japan.
From Japan. So around the world, when people think about soy sauce, they think Kikkoman.They think Japanese soy sauce. And this is the odd thing. And I thought, okay, for us Asian Chinese people in general, it should have come from China. So why are the Japanese soy sauce more famous around the world? So I dug up some information and here's the thing. So a Japanese Buddhist monk named Shinchi Kakushin went and visited China on a pilgrimage. So he went and he learned Buddhism and all that. And then on his way back,From China, he became obsessed with making a special type of miso, you know, because they're vegetarian. Monks are vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
He became this miso manufacturer and where miso was made from whole soybeans. So the byproduct was the soy sauce. And that's when it became a big hit. So he was selling the miso and on the side, the byproduct was the soy sauce, the sauce that was left at the bottom of the pot.
Oh, okay.
So it was during the fermentation process, mm-hmm. that dark black sauce at the bottom was the soy sauce.
The soy sauce. But he learned a technique from China, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So thereafter, because miso is a big staple in Japan.
Yes.
Miso is everywhere. So of course, after this monk made this, you know, most people started copying him. Like, oh, you make miso, I make miso, and you make miso, and you also sell this black sauce on the side that adds umami, right? In Japan, they call it umami.
Umami.
Yeah, that fresh taste that accentuates flavors of your dish. And then that's when the Japanese food culture also boomed. They were always chasing after the umami of the sea, mm-hmm. the umami of this, umami of that. So soy sauce became also a staple. You make miso? You make soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, later on, you know, they've got soy sauce ramen. They got soy sauce everything.
Oh, yeah.
They add soy sauce in all their dishes now.
Yeah.
And of course, for those of you who love Japanese cuisine, the raw fish, sushis, and sashimi. Sashimi, for sure. The soy sauce for sashimi is a special soy sauce.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Not your regular everyday cooking soy sauce. It's for sashimi. So Japanese soy sauce tend to taste a little different because they were made to present umami.
Oh.
In Taiwan, it's mostly for cooking in our egg fried rice. So it's generally saltier.
Yes,
it's got a saltier, stronger taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to last longer too.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
But the Japanese ones, don't they taste a little sweet?
Sweet and lighter.
Also much lighter.
Yeah.
So as a byproduct of miso. So with us, it's not supposed to add umami. It's supposed to add real flavors.
Mm-hmm, right.
So your egg fried rice, you're not supposed to add a lot of salt. You know, just add soy sauce.
If
your vegetables taste bland, just add soy sauce.
Everything. Just add soy sauce.
But in Japan, that's not the way soy sauce is used. It's used to bring out the umami.
Also, the purpose of Japan sauce and Taiwan sauce are different?
Very different.
Mm.
So like we mentioned earlier, one is a dipping sauce and the other one is more like for cooking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what is the brand we all know in Taiwan? What do all moms use in Taiwan?
Like the one we have always heard a song, Kim Lan, right?
Yeah, Kim Lan.
Kim Lan, Kim Lan.
There we go.
Everybody can sing, right? Kim Lan, yes. Kim Lan.
Yes.
And you know how cheap is Kim Lan?
I don't go grocery shopping.
All right, so the soy sauce is actually quite cheap in Taiwan. And when I realized, wow, Kim Lan, of course, there are different series, right? So they are a little bit more expensive, Kim Lan, but the general one is like $38 for a very big bottle.
$38 for a big bottle?
A big bottle, like 500 or 600 mil?
600 mil for 38 NT.
38 NT, yes.
Wow.
So that's how we use it every day.
There we go. I think the pricing also reflects whether it's a cooking soy sauce or it's a dipping soy sauce.
Yeah.
You know, for dipping, you are not going to go wild. You don't need the volume.
Oh, yeah. We don't need the volume.
Yeah. You need it as a sort of a add-on flavor. Mm-hmm. Whereas for moms, if the fried rice is not dark enough, then we know it doesn't have any flavor. There's no Taiwan umami there.
It gotta be dark.
Yeah, it's gotta be dark enough. So that's the Taiwanese way. So Kim Lan is the Taiwan brand.
Yeah.
And definitely we big lovers and users of Kim Lan. You have to have a bottle of Kim Lan. And that's part of our culture as well. And then I think the word we need to talk about is seasoning.
Seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Seasoning is like adding flavor to your dishes. And our basic seasoning in the West is salt and pepper.
Oh, salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper, basic seasoning. So salt. But in Asian foods, soy sauce is the seasoning.
Yes, it's the essential of the seasoning.
You don't need to add any salt to your veggies or your meats.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
If you don't have any salt and pepper on your meats, it's fine because all you need is soy sauce. So you can technically survive and cook, you know, millions of dishes just with
soy sauce. Wow.
Yeah. But of course, that style of cooking can be only accentuated by using a wok.
Ah.
In a hot,
yes.
You know, open fire stove, right? Mm-hmm. Gas stove, high heat, big wok, soy sauce in, oil in, and you will have your umami.
Yes.
Yes. So that's the Asian style of cooking. You know, that's like also signature of Asian cooking too, using the wok, using soy sauce.
Mm-hmm. So when we make the beef noodle, do we put the soy sauce too?
The Japanese would do that. We don't.
We don't.
We don't. Oh. But we actually put it before. When we braise and stew
the beef,
you add soy sauce when you are stewing it.
Oh, yes. Right.
You don't add it in the noodles, in the soup. Mm-hmm. That's not part of the soup.
Yep.
It can't be part of the soup because then you'd be drinking soy sauce soup.
Right.
Soy soup.
So even though you don't see it, but actually soy sauce is everywhere
in your dishes. It's everywhere. It's part of the prepping process.
Okay.
I think soy sauce in Taiwan, we don't only have Kim Lan as mm-hmm. the de facto brand now. Now, if you go to Carrefour, I've seen all sorts of new brands too. There's one brand that recently, you know, popped up that's really up and coming is called Douyou.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I'm at.
I've seen it on the shelves everywhere. Yeah, I've seen it on the shelves everywhere. Yes. And then my wife has purchased a bottle one time. And I'm like, why? And she's like, no, don't you think it's cute? It's Uncle Soy Sauce.
Uncle Soy Sauce.
And then I'm like, Uncle Soy Sauce?
Uncle again.
So I've tasted this, and they're a very interesting company. And they say they're making soy sauce the traditional way.
Uh-huh.
They are a little lighter. They've got the umami. And in terms of saltiness, it's not that salty.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bottle at home. I'm not sure if I would personally categorize it as a dipping soy sauce or cooking soy sauce.
Oh, okay.
Because the bottle isn't exactly big, and it's great tasting soy sauce, but still not as affordable as Kim Lan, I'm afraid.
I think so. Yeah.
Yes. So, but definitely for dipping, no problem. But for cooking, you got to watch how much you put in your food.
You need to be careful on the amount.
You know, that's a definite brand that really comes to mind other than Kim Lan for sure these days. I think it's up and coming, very cute Uncle Soy Sauce.
Uncle Soy Sauce. The brand is quite famous now.
I mean, it's all over the shelves now.
Yes. But the price is not so cute.
They've got all sorts of flavors too, which I'm kind of curious about. I would hope for more reviews on YouTube maybe.
Yeah.
And other chefs talking about it, then I would know what to buy. But usually with soy sauce, I would just go with the original flavor.
Yeah, I think that's about it, right?
That's about it. You know, I don't try and go fancy, the fancy flavors like XO, and they've got some other special fermentation process and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to stay away from those because I don't know what I'm buying. I can't judge. Last month was my dumpling month, so I ate tons of dumplings. So that bottle now is like less than half a bottle.
Already gone.
Yeah. I use it mostly for dipping.
For dipping. Because you don't cook.
I think it's the way I eat too.
Oh, okay.
Because as you add soy sauce in your cooking, you must have a level of experience. You must be experienced somehow to know how much seasoning needs to go into the food.
Oh, yes.
Or else it'll either come out too salty or you know, under-seasoned.
Yes.
So I usually stay away from that.
I just use it as a dipping.
Yeah. Yeah, dipping sauce on the side, yes. So dumplings for sure for me. You know, pot stickers, guotie, pot stickers, definitely. You know, dipping sauce is super easy. You know, just leave it on the side and it cleans out quite well. But the minute I add it in like egg fried rice and everything, then it's either my wife will just push her bowl away and say, yeah, thank you very much, I'm done. After having a mouthful of my disgusting fried rice, or, you know, she will eat up everything, so...
So for you, soy sauce is like basic condiment or seasoning. Have you tried any special dishes that contains the soy sauce?
Any special dishes containing soy sauce? I think coming from a Taiwanese family, there's one big thing that all mothers cook. Braised pork.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, in Taiwan, we're famous for lu rou fan.
Yeah.
Braised pork with rice.
Yes.
And it depends on how you braise the pork. Some braised pork chops, like big chunks... some are like sort of diced, pork diced, you know, dices of pork.
Yeah.
So diced braised pork, fantastic stuff. You won't go wrong either way. You know, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of that. And usually that's all we survive on, you know, as a child.
As a child.
You know, my mom would, you know, stew up a huge pot and then we would have it for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
we would survive
gosh.
On that. We're
yes.
okay. We can have it every day.
We can have it every day. Like you put the tofu and egg and what else we can put in the...
Yes. Sometimes the leftover, well, I don't want to call it a soup because it's very sticky at the end, right?
By
the time you keep reheating it and then all the proteins and gelatinous content in the fat, mm-hmm. right, in the pork fat, and the pork skins gets into the sauce. So it becomes very sticky, sauce-like. And then my mom would use it for like making soups from it, putting it on rice, adding it on veggies. I mean, you can do a million things with it. It's like creating your own umami soy sauce.
Oh, your
own umami soy sauce, you know, like your own sauce. So that one pot for my mom, it's very efficient. You just make a pot and kids will love it and your husband will be okay with that.
Be okay with that.
You know, your husband would...
Save her life that nobody's complaining about it.
No, nobody will complain. That's the Taiwanese way because that is also one of the signature dishes for Taiwanese people.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can survive on that. So talking about soy sauce and its applications in everyday life as a condiment, as a seasoning, as a dipping sauce and everything today, why don't you guys tell us what brand of soy sauce you guys recommend today? You know, other than... Uncle Soy Sauce, Kim Lan, you know, what do you guys usually have? We can talk a little bit about that.
The soy sauce.
Yeah, the soy sauce, yes. The umami in our foods. And over and out with this episode of Vocab.